Hello, welcome to the Friday, July 11th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Stockholm, Germany. Microsoft today had an interesting problem with its Office 365 login portal. If you entered portal.office.com in your browser, you may have received a certificate issue during part of the day. The problem here was that the certificate presented by the site was valid. However, it wasn't valid for portal.office.com. That particular certificate that was presented by Microsoft did include a number of wildcard certificates, for example, asterix.bing.com. Actually, a lot of Bing-related host names were covered by this certificate, but just not the portal.office.com name. Also, once you go to this site right now, you're being redirected to login.microsoftonline.com. Now, that certificate for MicrosoftOnline.com that's being presented from the login page is actually an extended validation certificate. So I'm just guessing here, but Microsoft just fixed a bug in Windows with this week's patches that validated extended validation certificates to no longer allow wildcard certificates. So maybe they had to change the certificate as a result of this bug fix to Internet Explorer, and with that they actually did then move the wrong certificate live. A little bit odd overall. Also, Microsoft uses its own certificate authority to sign these certificates. Apparently Microsoft does have an intermediate certificate that is signed and trusted. So either way, problem is fixed now. If you ever see a certificate validation warning, please do not go to the website and do not trust any website that does present a bad certificate. And then we got a great diary by Rob about log analysis, a topic we certainly have covered from time to time. And the one thing that Rob is showing here is something I have run into frequently. And that's, well, you have the usual setup. Lots of logs are being collected, but nobody looks at them. So how can you quickly, for example, show the benefits of looking at logs? Or let's say you are handling an incident and you need to search for stuff, you need to filter these logs, and now you can't wait a year or so it will take to actually install a proper log management and log analysis product. In this case, what comes in handy many times is simple shell scripting, and in this example here, Rob is showing how to grep through your different logs from Cisco firewalls, I believe in this case, and find, in his case, a pretty neat DNS covert tunnel. So really good techniques here, something that has come in handy many times for myself. And FireEye today did release a somewhat hasty patch to its operating system FEOS after some flaws in the operating system were released to the exploit database. These flaws were released by a researcher who claims to have found these flaws in his own time, but after posting these flaws, apparently FireEye contacted his employer and his employer suspended him as a result of posting the vulnerabilities. Some of these vulnerabilities are just basic OpenSSL vulnerabilities, for example, just because FEOS, of course, does use some of this open source code, but it also included, for example, SQL injection flaws in the proprietary FireEye web-based admin interface. The researcher had actually notified FireEye a few months ago about these flaws and finally did publish them after not hearing back from FireEye based on his original submission. And sticking with FireEye for another story, this time it's a story from FireEye's blog. FireEye did discover a bot that actually is going after point-of-sale systems. Not the first time we have seen a bot like this. Yet again, a very simple vulnerability being exploited here. exposed RDP services and just a simple password brute force attack. So in these cases, point of sale systems run RDP for remote administration and aren't sufficiently secured with a sufficiently strong password. It uses only about 11 different user accounts and 30 different passwords. What makes it kind of specific to point of sale systems is that it uses usernames like, for example, Micros, which is a manufacturer of point of sale systems, or just POS, or for example, DataCard, which also is a common login for point of sale systems. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.